Morning Watch, the factor of living and overcoming life in the recovered church to consummate the divine economy and become the new Jerusalem. Week 8, Monday, related verses. Ephesians 4, verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Revelations 5, verse 6. And I saw in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Revelations 21, verse 2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Ephesians 4, verses 12 through 16. For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with the view to a system of error. Beholding to truth and love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Revelations 19, verses 7 through 9. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Related reading. I hope that all the co-workers will see the three stages, the three sections of Christ. Incarnation, the stage of Christ in the flesh. Inclusion, the stage of Christ as a life-giving spirit. And intensification, the stage of Christ as a sevenfold intensified life-giving spirit. These three stages are the three sections of Christ's history. Therefore, we emphasize these three words: incarnation, inclusion, and intensification, and stress the facts that incarnation produces redeemed people, that inclusion produces the churches, and that intensification produces the overcomers to build up the body, which consummates in the New Jerusalem as a unique goal of God's economy. This is the revelation in the New Testament. The first stage, incarnation, is in the physical realm for the accomplishment of judicial redemption, which is a physical matter. The second stage, inclusion, is divine and mystical. In the third stage, intensification, there will be a maturing and a ripening in the divine and mystical realm, and the body will be built up to consummate the New Jerusalem. In his second stage, the stage of his being the compound, all-inclusive, life-giving spirit, Christ has produced the churches, but not much of the body was produced and built up in an actual and practical way. In order for the body to be produced in a full and complete way, there is the need of the third stage of Christ, the stage of intensification in which Christ becomes the sevenfold intensified spirit. I can say that the work which I did in mainland China was mainly to produce redeemed people. Only a small part of my work there was for the producing of churches. This indicates that my work in China was mainly a work in the first stage. However, when I came to Taiwan, I began to do a work in the stage of inclusion, and many churches were raised up. Now I am burdened to carry out a work in the stage of intensification. Therefore, I pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, I am endeavoring to do my best to be an overcomer for the building up of your body to consummate the New Jerusalem. We should be doing a work of all three sections. I'm concerned that many of the co-workers are still working only in the first section, the section of incarnation. If this is your situation, you need to improve and to advance. What you have learned and what you have done in the past are not adequate. Of course, you should not discard the things of the first stage, for those things are the foundation. Now you need to begin building on this foundation and eventually have the completion of the building. The foundation is the work in the stage of incarnation. The building up is the work in the stage of inclusion. And the completion of the building is the work in the stage of intensification. I would urge you to consider this matter of intensification and to pray desperately, saying, Lord, I do not want to remain in the work of incarnation, nor even in the work of inclusion. I want to advance from inclusion to intensification. Lord, you have been intensified sevenfold, and I pray that I also will be intensified sevenfold to overcome the degradation of the church, that the body may be built up to consummate the New Jerusalem.